It's no raya. Not that the Rashi has another lotion. He says it's no raya. Umi umatzalameima disover lo kibishama bechode uchabisilu bechode. Af al pi shepif tzar kol shehu kim the pif lemayla v'amayim tzofim al gabo have chibo bechol shehu. Avo kishmatei al tzidei a mischabe lemayla el min atzad lekabo ikshvas. So the Tosefta mentions a new halacha here. That we say that avei voshim leyo kelim veisikol imikve so sriche kishveras aneit kum shimol kelim veisikol imikve afal pifshe pif tzar kolshu kelim shebisichei teirim hito al tzidei achei bipif kishveras aneit. So there is a distinction between now if yafei veil kelim ktanim inside the kelim gadol. So there is a distinction between the case where you are matvil alpiv, or you ito alzidei. If you are matvil alpiv, if you are matvil alpiv, so that means that the mei hamikve or the mei hamayon. So the mei hamayon. Well, here we don't have to say mayon because according to this tosefta, mayon affects the chibo b'kolshu anyway. You see. So, if the Meya Mikvi is Sofin al Gabov, so then we don't require Shviferes Aneit, if it's Sofin al Gabov. So, even Mikolshu, Mashein Kein, if let's say this is the Dli. And you put in Kaelin, and you are table not like this, but you are table like this. You are table like this, it's without Zidei. So then, only if there is Yishveras Anei, but Mashunat. That's what it says. Now, anyway, the Tosefta distinguishes between Hitviloi Alpiv and Hitviloi Alzidei, and Ito Alzidei. So he says, now the Rash says, Afal pif she pif tza, kol shu, kibim di pif li mailo, va mayim tzofim al gabov, have chibo bechol shu. Avo kishmateo al tzidei mischave le mailo, elam na tzad, likar boye kishmeres. There is a machlekes v'sheinim, and that is said. Actually, there are three shittes. There is the shite of the Rambam, and there is the shite of the Rash, and there is the shite of the Tur. The Tur doesn't even mention that he said. The Tur doesn't distinguish. The Torah in Simcha Shalev, Daf Kuf. No, it's Daf. Daf Kuf, Omid Beis, the first line. Avla machnis kli misich hamikve uvseche kli achir, im gam achitzen tzorich tvile, also tvile lishtein. That's the Gemara Chagigi. The Gemara says that there is a distinction between the case where the Kli Achitzin itself requires Tile, and the case where the Kli Achitzin is Toya, and you only dump the Kli Achitzin in order to be matbil the Kelim Ktanim inside the Kli Achitzin. So, im gam Achitzin tzorch Tvile also Tvile nishteyen, afilu im Kli Achitzin tzar harbe, vim Achitzin in tzorch Tvile, ozli also Tvile lipnimi, elim ken yehei bifi Achitzin kishveras aneit. And the Torah doesn't mention this distinction that the Sefer mentions between Hitvilo al-Piv and Tovle Hito al-Tzirim. Why? Because according to the Torah, so the Gemore, this Sefer is Chelik and Gemore and Gige, and also on our Mishnah. Because according to our Mishnah and the Gemara and Chagige, there is a distinction between the Kli Chitzin Tomei and the Kli Chitzin Toi. But according to Sefte, so it's not, it doesn't make any difference whether, that's according to the two. According to the Sefte, there is no difference between the Kli Chitzin Toi and the Kli Chitzin Tomei. The question is it Madbil the Kli Chitzin Alpi? So then it doesn't require Shiveres an Eid. Why? The same one this. Because if it's a Tvua Alpiv, as the Rash explains, if it's the Tvua Alpiv, so Mimele, so if it's the Tvua Alpiv, so Mimele, it's the Miyamikri Sofal Gabov. So there is actual communion. So then we consider that the Mayim inside the Kele is actually commingled with the Mayim of the Mikri. The Mayim of the Mikveh, because the Mayim Mikveh hovers over the mouth of the Kele. Mashenkei, if it's to al tzidei, so then the Mayim is not sof al gabov. So it only we have to resort to a din of iruv. So the halacha is if it's less than veres an eight, so al pidin, there is no din of iruv. But if it's sof al piv, then we don't have to resort to any din of iruv. It's been tzias miurev. What is miurev? If it's awful peeves, some melee, they are actually coming. So in other words, so the two shite is that the sefte is chelik an our mishnah. And then the Gemara in Rgige. The Gemara in Rgige makes it distinguishes between the klichitz and tomei and the klichitz and toya. And our mishnah is like that. So, and the sefte makes a distinction between the toal peev and the toal tzidei. So it's chelik on the Mishneh. So we pass like the Mishneh. We pass like the Mishneh. Not like, as a matter of fact, the Rashba in Sharamayi, he says that this Tisefte is chelik on our Mishneh. Because according to this Tisefte, so the distinction is between Ito al-Piv and Ito al-Tzidei. According to the Mishneh and the Gemara and Chagige, the distinction is between the Klichitz and Tomei and Klichitz and Toya. But the Rashba Sharamayim says, even though there is a machleket between the Tisefte and the Mishneh, but we pass like the Tisefte. But the Rashba also says that there is a machleket between the Mishneh and the Tisefte. But so the Torah agrees with the Rashba that there is a machleket between the Mishneh and the Tisefte, and he passes like the Mishneh. He doesn't pass like the Tisefte. Right. Then, there is, let's see the Rambam, how the Rambam mentions this din. Perigimu mechaz mikvoi is halacha chavon. Kli tomei shenosam b'seichi kelim achir. V'hitvil hakel, also lem tvile. אבל פי שפי הכלי צר בייסר, שהרי המים נכנוס אליי, ומתך שאולסו תבילו לכלי הגודל, אולסו תבילו לכלים שבשכם. ואם איתו על צידי, והדביל, לא יולסו להם תבילה, עד שיהיה פיו רוחב כשבר הסנית. So he mentions the din of the Sefte. But how does the Rambam mention the din of the Sefte? In connection with the Kli Chitz and Tome. Not in connection with the Kli Chitz and Tome. וכן אם היה הכלי תואר, ונוסר לסייך הכלים תמאים, ויפילון לא יולסו להם תפילה, עד שיהיה פיו רוחב כשבר הסנית. So according to the Rambam, there is no מחלקת between the Mishneh and the Tisefte, but the din of the Sefte that distinguishes between Tovlu al Piv and Tovlu al Tzideh, To al Tzideh, has reference to Kli Tomei. So then we say, if it's a Kli Tomei, so then if he's Tevel, if he's Tevel et al Piv, let's say this is the Kli, and this is Tomei, that's the last Kli. Then you put in all kinds of Kelim Ktanim, Machdim, Sineiros inside, and you immerse it in the mikveh. And if you immerse it in the mikveh, alpiv. You immerse it alpiv. You submerge it like this. So then, even though the mouth is less shinfarazanei, so it's a good feeling. But if you put it down like this, you don't alpiv, but ito alzidei. So then, if the tefillah is not a good tefillah, if the mouth is less than Shiferes Aneid. Masha'in can give the klichitz nistoyer. So even if you are mad with Yisit Alpiv, if the mouth is less than Shiferes Aneid, it's still not a good tefillah. That's according to the Rambam. What's the pshat in the Rambam? Now, so the pshat is very simple. If it is a kli tomei, in the case, now, the Tesis read in Chagige also applies it. This distinction of the Tesefte between Tavlu al Piv and Tavlu al Tzidei to a kli chitzin tomei, the Tesis read. And then you see Rashi and there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesfes in Chagiga also on that point. It's not so mifuresh in the Rashi and Tesfes. Now, Teisve says in Chema Bakedesh, Tachov Beis, Umiu Rashi Miforj Masnis Matpilin Kli Bisech Kli Bisheshneim Tmei. Veloi Nira. Dafilu Bichli Sheim Bifiv Kishiferes Aneid Imo Yoshneim Tmei Mimahane Shapir. The Mige, the Salke Lechitz. So, it's Mashma, The taste of shite is that if it's named tmei, if the kli achitzin is also tmei, so then we don't require kishveres aneid. And even if it's madvul al tzideh, if the kli achitzin is also tmei, so then it is. If the kli achitzin is also tomei, then we don't need the mouth kishiferes aneid, even if the tefillah is ito al tzideh. And who says beferesh like that? The Rash, I asked you to go over the whole Rash on Perikhes Mishnetes. The Rash in Tyrus, Perikhes Mishnetes, he says beferesh like that. So the Shach says in Shechono Chinsim Reisha Aleph. So he says that the Rashite is that the distinction between Ito al Piv and Ito al Tzidei, so according to the Rash, he has reference to a case where the Klechitzin is Tomei, but that Shach is very difficult. Because the Rash in Perikhes Mishnetes of Tares says in so many words that the distinction between Tovlu Ito al Tzidei and Tovlu al Piv has reference to a klichitzin toy. Masha'in kein, if it's a klichitzin, so then it follows that if it is a klichitzin, if the klichitzin is tomei, then we don't require shiferes aneid, not only if the tefillah is al Piv, even if the tefillah is al tzideh. And Teisves is mashma like the Rash in Taras. Teisves. However, from Rashi, it's much more like the Rambam. And the Tosfos read, that the Halacha, of Tovlu, that the Halacha of the, the distinction between Tovlu Al-Piv and Tovlu Al-Tzidei has reference to Eklichitzen Toyer. Masha'inkein has reference to Eklichitzen Tomei. Eklichitzen Tomei. Masha'inkein Eklichitzen Toyer, if the Eklichitzen is Toyer, so then, even if it's Tovlu Al-Piv, it must have Shverzavit. Now we have to understand this distinction. Why is it that the Gemara, why is it that the Tisefta distinguishes between Tovlu Al-Piv and the Tov Al-Tzidei? Now, the Rashi says, what is the Rashi here? The Rashi says here, Af-Al-Pi she-Piv tzar, kol-shu, kiven the piv limayo va'amayim tzofin al gabo have chiba bechol shu avo kishamatei al tzidei a mischabe limayo el menatzad lekaboy kishiveres. And he doesn't mention klitomi. So here he doesn't spell it out explicitly, but in Perikhes Mishnetes he spells it out explicitly. But the pshat in the Rashi here is like, not as the Shach says, as the Rashi says in Perikhes Mishnetes of Tares. In other words, it's in line with the same svore, that where there is an actual commingling, in other words, if the mayim is sof al gabo, then we have an actual commingling. So then we don't need any shveres aneid. In other words, suppose this mouth is less than shveres aneid. You put in small kelim inside, and then you are table al piv. So the water of the mikveh hovers over it. So then, then it's considered that the mayim inside the dli are mamish miurem with the mea mikveh, in view of the fact that the mea mikveh hover are tofin al gabo. Al gabi piatli. So memele, we don't need to any dinim of chibur and of viruv. So memele, it's memele miurim. So even if it's less than verasanit. Verasanit. Now, so then, that's the rashite in Perikhes Mishnetes. And that's the rashite here. And that appears to be the shita of Tesves. That from Beis in Chagigin. So then it follows that since the Mishnah, the Gemara in Chagigin, distinguishes between the Kli Chitzen and the Kli Tomei, and even in connection with the Kli Toer, according to the Rash, if it's Tovlu Al Piv, so then we don't require Shveres Aneid. So then it follows that in case the Kli Chitzen is Tomei, so even if it's Tovlu Al Tzidei, it's a good feeling. Now the question is, why should it be a good tefillah when the kli is a kli tome? Even if it's the blue al-tzidei? Even if it's the blue al-tzidei? Now, so let's see the pshotim in the Rishenim as to why the Tisefta distinguishes between the blue al-tzidei and the blue al-piv. So one Rishim is very marich on this Tisefta. That's the Tisefes Riden Chagigah, and that's Sugya, Davchov Beis. So Tisefes Riden Chagigah says as follows. So he says, if the Kli Chitzen is Tomei, now according to him, according to Tisefes Rid, so this Tisefta has reference to a Kli Tomei. So then, in other words, in respect to a Kli Toei, so then we always require Shveres Aneid, even if the tefillah is alpi, because we don't say that just because the mea mikveh is sof al gabov, so it's considered an actual commingling. It's still not considered an actual commingling, because after all, the water inside the dli remains in the dli; it doesn't come out from the dli, so that's not an actual commingling, even though it's sof al gabov. So it's not an actual commingling. So if the kli chitzen is toyer, so then then it is, it all, he always requires Shver Zanit. Even if the tefillah is al piv, and the mayamikve is of al gabo. But if the klichitzen is tomei, so then, in case the klichitzen that requires tefillah itself, so it is yoatevil, the klichitzen, al piv, and so then it's a good tefillah, even if it's less than Shveras Hanayit. So this is, it says as follows. In other words, he raises a question, a very strange question. How can you be teveil a keila that has a toch in the mikveh? If the keila has a beiskibul, it's a very strange question. But I mean, he only raises that question in order to point out a certain halacha. So he says, if the keila has a beiskibul, so water has to go get inside too. Let's say if you want to be teveil a pot, suppose you are teveil the pot in such a way that no water gets inside the teich of the pot. So it's not a good tefillah. So water has to fill up the teich of the pot too. So the question is, the water that fills up the teich of the pot becomes shor. So mele, how can the tefillah be realized in mayim shor? In other words, it's not enough that water goes over the outside of the tefillah. Water has to enter the teich of the pot. Otherwise, the tefillah will not be a good tefillah. So it should become shor. So everybody understands that this doesn't make sense. This Shalitish Yisrid himself understands that it doesn't make sense. But he just raises that question in order to point out a certain halacha. Does the gzeras hakosuv of tefillah? I mean, the Torah says that if a keleh is tamei, so you have to be table it in the mikveh. Now, naturally, you table it in the mikveh, so water gets into the teich of the keile, and it has to enter the teich of the keile. Otherwise, the tefillah is not a good tefillah. So the melee doesn't become shov. There's the gzeras hakosuv of tefillah of a keile tomei that it doesn't become shov, because the water that is niskabil in the pot has to be niskabil. That's the mitzvah of tefillah. But so it's only, so why do we say that the water is not shov? Because it has to be filled up with water. Otherwise, you will not be realizing it really on the keile, if the keile has a miskibul. So that's the reason as to why it doesn't become shor. So the mele, he says as follows. If you have a klichitzen that is tomei itself, and then you put kelim ktanim inside the keile, and then you immerse it al pi. So that means that tefillah is a good tefillah if you immerse it al-piv. So that means that the whole keleh is immersed in the mikveh. So the tefillah is eile for the kliachitzen. Since it is eile the kliachitzen, so the mayim that is inside that keleh is not shor. It's not shor, because that's the aloche. It has to fill up the keleh. Otherwise, it will not be good. So memele, since it's not shov, so the same mayim is madbil also the kliyapnimi also. So the kliyapnimi also, because since you have to realize a tvil and the kliyachitz, and in order to realize a tvil and the kliyachitz, the kliyachitz has to be filled up with water. Otherwise, it will not become nita. So memele, and it's not shov, because that's the deed. So memele, since it's not shov vis-a-vis the kliachitzen, it's not shov vis-a-vis the kliapnimi also. So the kelim apnimim also become toya. Mashein kei, if you are table at altzidei. So that means that the kliachitzen is not completely submerged in water, because it floats. If you are matei altzidei, so then it means that the Mea Mikveh doesn't hover over the Kliachitzen. So the Kliachitzen itself does not become Nita. True, it requires Tvileh, but the Kliachitzen itself does not become Nita. Because the halacha is that if a person enters a Mikveh and one finger is above the level of the water, or the hair is above the level of the water, so it's no tefillah. So if you amat al tzidei the keile, So the upper portion of the kele bulges above the level of the water. So mele the kli achitzni is not niter. If the kli achitzni is not niter, so even though the machtin, the needles inside, are all immersed in water, but the water inside, in which the needles are immersed, are themselves mayimshum. So how can tefillah be ele for the kelim apnimiyim? They are themselves mayimshum. If it's completely immersed, so then the mayim inside the keli is not shown, because that's the din. It has to be filled up with water. This is how the Teisus Rit explains, the Teisus Rit El Gigeh explains this distinction of the Tisefte. But anyway, according to the Teisus Rit, the distinction in the Tisefte has reference to a Kli Chitzin Toya, not to a Kli Chitzin Toya. Kli Chitzin Toya, even though it's Nidval Al Piv, so without Ishveres HaNeidim opening, so then the Tvile is not a Kli Tvile, because it's not considered Mure. Even though the mayim is sofer gavov, it's still not considered pure. It's still not considered pure. Now, the Rambam shite is kli tomei shenosam b'seichem kelim acherim v'hit vil hakel also lem tefillah af al pi shepiyah kli sar yisya she'amayim nichnosam lei u'miteich she'also tefillah likli agodlu also tefillah likelim shebiseichem. So the Rambam Shite is like the Teisus Rit, that the distinction in the Sefte has reference to a Kli Chitzin Tomei. But if the Kli Chitzin is Toya, then under all circumstances we require Shveres HaNeid mouth. Because without the Shveres HaNeid, it's not considered Mu'ur. Even in the Mayim Sofer Gavur. But it's not Mashma. Even though the Rambam agreed with the Teisus Rit, that the distinction between Ito Al-Piv and Ito Al-Tzideh, Tovlu Al-Piv and Ito Al-Tzideh, has reference with the Kli Tomei, corresponds with the Kli Chitzin Tomei, but it doesn't seem that the Rambam explains it on the basis of Mayim Shuvim in one case and not in the other case. If the Rambam had explained it on the basis of Mayim Shuvim, he would have mentioned it. So apparently, according to the Rambam, there is another pshat. There is another pshat in this din. Now, what is the pshat, according to the Rambam? Now, the Bach, and this is why, when I learned this Mishnah with the Rab, so I mentioned the pshat of the Bach. I didn't say, I mean, there's the Bach's pshat, but the Bach, and the two, he says in explaining this Mishnah, the Bach that's on in the two, it's Kuf Amud Beis, Avol Hamachnis, the first paragraph in the Bach, page 100. Claim Avol Gav the entailing the Mikvah Sheish Ben Memso, Kishul Bisech Hakli, Avol Ocha Atfila Ilah Bikli, Kishul Bisech Hakli, Kivish Shakli Achitznu Bisech Hamikvah Akosha. For high time, the Hashmin on the Gamakli Apnimi, who need to be a Hamikve, Mimonefshech, Dim Schneem Tmeim, Hashminolu, Kilu Hoyo Hakil Kliachot, Hachitzim Vapnim, Afilu in Piachitzin Tsa, Vimachitzin Toya Vapnimi Tomei, the Nershav Kliachot Afiloche, in Piachitzin Shveres HaNeid, Harinisav Hamayim Shein Bichli, im Hamayim Shebin Mikve, Vahavale Apnimi Nitful Gamkim in Mikve Gufu. So how does he explain? This is how I explained the Mishnah. It's in accordance with the Pshat of the Bach. And the Taz also has the same kavone when he explains the distinction between Kli Toyer and the Kli Chitzin Toyer and the Kli Chitzin Tomei. In other words, sometimes you find a certain Kele that has certain parts that are attached internally to the Kele. To the tekele, when you have certain parts that are attached, so then it's not considered as two separate kelim, it's considered like one kele. So if you put needles in a kli chitzin that is tomei, and you are madbil the kli chitzin itself, so then the needles are considered like part and parcel of the Kli Chitzen. Just as you have in a grinder, you know, you have a certain roller that is attached inside. So it's part and parcel of the same Kele. So if the Kli Chitzen itself requires tefillah, and you attain the Kli Chitzen, and inside the Kli Chitzen you have needles, machtivitz in areas, so then the machtivitz in areas are considered as parts of the Kli Chitzen. That's only if the Kli Chitzen itself is tummy. If the Kli Chitzen itself is tummy, so then it's one tefillah for both kelim, because it's considered like one kelim. This is what the Bach says. And even if the Kli Chitzen, but if the Kli Chitzen is toyer, so then, and you only have to realize it tefillah in the klip nimi, so then you cannot consider like big table one kelim the Kli Chitzen. The Kli Chitzen doesn't require tefillah. And even if the Kli Chitzen is tummy, but suppose you put it like this, Yamat al tzidei, so then the tefillah is not eile. The tefillah is not eile on the tefillah is not eile on the Kli Chitzen, because the upper portion of the Kli Chitzen bulges above the level of the mikveh, of the water of the mikveh. So memele, you cannot consider the machtivitz in areas inside the kele as part of the same kele, because there was no tefillah realized on the Kli Chitzen. So when can you treat the machtivitz in areas that are placed inside the Kli Chitzen as part and parcel of the Kli Chitzen only if the Kli Chitzen requires tefillah and you do realize a tare on the Kli Chitzen? But if the Kli Chitzen is toyer, so then the machtivitz in areas cannot be considered as part and parcel of the Kli Chitzen. And even if the Kli Chitzen is tomei, but if you are matal tzidei, so then tefillah is, the Kli Chitzen itself does not become niter, because part of the Kli Chitzen bulges above the level of the water in the mikveh. So how can the machtivitz in areas be niter? Except if you have a connection shveras aneid, so then the mayim inside the Kli Chitzen are meurev with the mayim in the mikveh. So that's probably the pshat of the Rambam in accordance with the Bach. Now the question is, according to the Rash in Tares, Perikras Mishnetes, and according to the Rash in Tares, and according to the Rash in Tares. And the Rashiya, because the Rashiya means the same thing as the Rashi Tares, Perikhas Mishnetes, that the distinction, that this Tisefte has reference to Ikli Toya. So then, unless we say like the Tur and the Rashba, so then there is a machlekes between the Tisefte and our Mishneh. But if we say there is no machlekes, so then it follows that since even in the case of Ikli Chitzen Toyer, so if Yamad Bilal Piv, we don't need Shveras Aneid, and the Mishnah says that there is a difference between Ikli Chitzen Toyer and Ikli Chitzen Tomei, so then it follows that in case of Ikli Chitzen Tomei, even if Yamad Al Tzidei, the Tvile is a good Tvile, and we don't require Shveras Aneid, then it follows. So the question is, if Yamat al Tzide, that means that the Mayim, now the Rash applies the Tisefte to Kli Chitzen Toyer. So even by Kli Chitzen Toyer, if Yamat Vilal Piv, so the Tfilah is a good Tfilah without Shveras Aneid. So when do we need a Shveras Aneid by Kli Chitzen Toyer? Only if Yamat al Tzidei. And since the Mishneh says that Kli Chitzen Tomei is distinguished from Kli Chitzen Tomei, from Kli Chitzen Toyer, so then it follows that from the Mishneh and the Gemara in Chagige, that in case where the Kli Chitzen is Tomei, so even if it's Hito al Tzidei, we don't need Shveras Aneid. So the question arises, why? Now, if the Kli Chitzen is tomei, but it's in Toal Tzidei, So that means that the klichitzen that is itself tomei does not become niter, because if it's ito al tzidei, so the meyamikve doesn't hover, isn't tzofal al gabe akele. So that means that the upper portion of the kele of the klichitzen bulges, protrudes above the level of water. So the klichitzen remains tomei. If the klichitzen remains tomei, and in this mouth is less the width of this mouth of the neid of the riachitzen, so is less shveras aneid. So mele the mayim inside the kele are not yurev with the mayim the mikveh. So why is the tvile a good tvile? So what? So of what avail is the fact that the klichitzen is tomei? Be shleimim the klichitzen is tomei, and the klichitzen itself had been ita. All right. So then we consider the kli apnimi and the kli achitzen as one keli. But when it's ito, is the tvile ele? So why is the tvile ele for the needles that are placed inside it, if the pair of the kli achitzen is less than 8? We have to understand that. So, in order to understand this, so we have to take notice of the Rach's Pshat in Chagiga Daf Chof Beis. V'hanem mile b'salv gag nesune she'in teiri. Avol im eint meim, the Rach, Daf Chof Beis amed alo. V'tzorich la tvilon, mige di salg, le tvile salg name tvile, le hane keilin v'gavaye. T'moy adli, Itnam mikvois perikvov, lishu moli kelim, vid vilon ari loteirin. Im loitoval hamayim rovin, achi, im loitoval, achi, im rovin, achi mrovin kishveras aneid. Vitaritz noch, im loitoval akli yeluhu tomei, vitzorich latvilon bimayim rovin, hein, shein kli tomei chetzeitz, vi also tvilon kli, vim hadli toyer, shein tzorich tvile, achi yiu hamayim rovin. Ma shebi mikve ima mayim shebi seich hadli kishveres aneid. So he mentioned another pshat. He says the reason as to why by kli tomei, and we see that from the rach, that according to the rach, if it is tovlu al piv, so the mayim is sofal gavo, then it's considered actual commingling, mamish miurev. So then, according to the Rach, so even if the klichitzen is toyer, the tefillah is ele, even though the mouth of the kli is lashon v'rasaneit, because on account of the meya mikve being tzofal gabov, so it's considered as mamish miurev. Oh. So when do we say but that's only in the case where the kli achitzen is toya. Mashein kin if the kli achitzen is tomei, so then the tefillah is eile for the kli apnimi, even if it's ito al tzidei. Now, in the case of ito al tzidei, so then tefillah is not eile for the kli achitzen itself. So how can tefillah be eile? How can tefillah be eile for the kelim apnimim? The answer is this. We saw from the Mishneh of Ukas Amoro that if the Ukas Amoro is in a Mamedes Hatzmo, if it's not chotzutz from the Moro, if it cannot maintain its own identity, so then we don't have to resort to Shveras Aneid. So in other words, when do we have to resort to Shveras Aneid? We have to resort to Shveras Aneid only when there is a hefzik. Let's say two mikvois and there is a kesel between, and then there is an ekev, so then we need shveras aneid. But if there is no hefzek, it's on the same level, in the same mokeh, like ukas amoro, and if it does not have its own identity, so then even a mashu, what does a mashu mean? Even tefeach latfeach. So easy enough. So when do we need a shveras aneid connection? If there is a chitzitz, if there is a mafzik, then we need, let's say there is a kesel, and there is an eked in the keisel, but there is still a keisel. So then we need tshuveras on it. But if there is no chetes, if there is no hefsek, like ukas amor on the mor, so if it doesn't maintain, if it's incapable of maintaining its own identity, so memela there is no hefsek, there is no chetes. So memela we don't need tshuveras on it. So they are considered miurev, even with the feyach latviach, even with the mashu. So the Rach says that when the kliachitzen is itself tome, so mele the kliachitzen, the deifen of the kele, is not a chitzitz, since it requires tefillah itself, even though you're not mabil the kliachitzen, but it requires tefillah. So then it's not a chitzitz. In other words, derech moshul. It's like the halacha in Tumas Mes. Now the halacha is that something that is mikabel tumah is not chitzitz b'fnei ames. Is not chitzitz b'fnei ames. In other words, if you have, if let's say the mess is here, and then there is a person here, and then there is a hefsek. But if the hefsek is, let's say, if there is, you have, let's say, a paravan. You know what a paravan is? That's like a standing wall that is tosh. I'm mentioning a case of a paravan because if it's mechuber, so then mechuber is not applicable to me anyway. So, but if you have, let's say, a one room, and then you set up a paravan from wall to wall, and you divide it into two rooms. If the paravan is made of wood, that's not mikabel tumah, and the mess is here in this part of the room, and the person is in the other part of the room. So if the paravan is made up of wood, so since it's not mikabel tumah, so it's chetzet b'fnei ames. But if it's a metal paravan, in other words, so then it is mikabel tumah, so it's not chetzet b'fnei ames. In other words, if a mess will be in this half of the room, and there will be an odor in the other half of the room, and there is a paravan from wall to wall, you see that this chetzet, since it's mikabel tumah, so something that is mikabel tumah is not chetzet b'fnei ames. I'm mentioning it only b'derech moshel. So b'meile derach, it's not the same thing, but only b'derech moshel. So the Rach says, now we have a halacha by ukas amor, that if there is no hefsek between the uko and the meoro, so then we don't need shuveras aneid. So if me mashu is meari. So, but only when there is a hefsek, there is a keser, and there is a nekev, then we must have shuveras aneid. So he says, if the kliachitzen is tome, so that itself requires tefillah, so memele, the deifnei hakele are not chetzitz. If they are not chetzitz, so memele, the mayim inside the kele are miurev with the mayim through a mashu connection, just the feyach latviyah connection. Any mouth, no matter how narrow the mouth of the kele is, so it still allows the feyach latviyah water to go in. So memele, even a mashu connection makes it miurev. So memele, according to the Rash, we'll have to explain like the Rash Shittig. The Rash says that this Efter is reference to a Kli Toya, Kli Chitzin Toya. So that means even if the Kli Chitzin is Toya, so if it's Tovlu Alpiv, then the Tvili Zele without Shveras Anit connection. Why? Because then we consider it as Mamishmur. So, but the Mishnah distinguishes between a klichitz and toya and a klichitz and tomei. So we have to say, according to the Rash, that in case the klichitz is tomei, then it me to al tzidei, we don't require shishveras aneid. But the question is, if it's to al tzidei, it means that tefillah is not eile, even to the klichitz. How could tefillah be eile to the kelim apnimiim? The answer is, since it's tomei, so it's not chetzet. So then we consider it as if it had been open. If it's not chetzet, as if the kliachitzen had no tfanis. So Mimele, it's not Chetzeitz. So since it's not Chetzeitz, so Mimele, it's Mi'ureh, even with a Mashu. That's the Pshat. That's the Pshat in the Rash. All right, now, Gister, Mishneh Vov. Gister es was seo le mailo min amai. Va filo hoche, kim di sheva kli hu batle mi meo agav mikve, u kshirim lahadlu bakeli. So the Mishneh says, Gister es shebi mikve, vihidbo es hakelim tiaru mit omoson, avut meim al gav kli cheres. In other words, so we already explained it. In other words, if you have a kele that has certain shvorim, so in other words, and you put small kelim, in that kelim, so and you are table it, so it's tiyahu mitamosa. Avafilo kib di sheva klei kliu batle mimel agav mikve ukshirim v'hadlu v'kelim, but Avot meim al gaf klicheres. But the moment you lift the gister with the machtimitz in areas inside, and the aloch is that klicheres is mitame misechei, so, and klicheres does not become toyer as a result of immersion in the mikveh, so true that they became toyer. The kelim meim that are inside the gister became toy while they were immersed in the mikveh. But the moment you lift it, and it still remains in the teich of the gistere, so then it is mikabel tume miteiche. So that's what he says. Gistere shem mikveh idbo es hakelim tiyaru mitemoson. But after it is tiyaru, the moment you lift it, and it still remains in the teich of the gistere, so it's again mikabel tume from the avir of the klecheres. Imo yamayim tzofim al gab of kol shehei, is there? Al gab of svosel le mal mamayim av lochim di sheva klu batlu mi meo agav mikve. U sin si ti sheva kele, so mi mele, the mayim become bottle to the mikve. So it's considered miurev with the mea mikve. U kshere lad vo kele. Al gab of klecheres di mo yagistret meo, nit mo mayim shebiseicho. Vitimo es hakeli. Aber im Oyu Mayim Zofim al Gabi Gistere Kolshu, Suri Mikable Hamayim Tume, Kim Di Mechabre Mamesh. Now, it's not, maybe I had a slip of the tongue, because I was talking fast, but it's not that the Kelim Apnimi are Mikable Tume directly from the Avir of the Gistere. That couldn't be, because the Klicheres is a Klirishi, and Kele cannot be Mikable Tume from a Rishi. Kele can only be mikabel tume from an av, and the klicheres is a rishi. But when you leave the kele, what I meant was when you leave the kele, so there are drops of water also in the kele, and then those drops of water. So as long as those drops of water were inside the mikveh, so then it couldn't be. It wasn't tome. It couldn't be mikabel tume. But the moment you leave the gister above the teich, so the moment you leave the gister above the mikveh, so mimele those mayim that are mikabel tume from the teich, from the avir of the klicheres. And one of the yitches dobor is that mashkim tmeim can transmit tume to ikele. So mimele. Because the aver of klicheres is mitamei, so it's the moment you leave the gistere with the kelim apnimiim inside. So then the drops of water, the moment it's raised from the mikveh, are mikabel tume from the aver klicheres, and they in turn transmit tume to the kelim apnimiim. Dimo is a gistere, tmei o nit mi o mayim shebiseicho, vitimo is a kelim. Avo li mo ya mayim tzofim al gabi gistere kolshu, suri mi kabla a mayim tume, kim di mechabre mamesh. But if the level of water rises above the teich of the gistere, so mimele, these mayim could not be mekabel tume, because it's still mechuber. It's still mechuber to the Meya Mikveh. Now, The same din applies to Mayan Ayitzim Natanov, Yorad Vitavu Besechei, who toya v'yodav tmeis, v'moy al gabo v'chum yodav av'yodav tmeis. V'yodav tmeis, l'vishenogo b'sivse atanu, v'itanu tome mitames yedayim, v'mitame yodom. So, but yodav is tmeis. So, memele, because the chachomim were geiz atume, and yodayim that should become mishemi. So memele, if the yodayim happen to be enclosed in the teich of ikliheres that is tome, so they become ashamed. The odom can only be kabul tome. Now the avir of the ikliheres is a rish, so it cannot transmit tome to an odom, because an odom can only be kabul tome from an av, not from a rish. But the yodayim can be kabul tome from a rish. So memele, the Yodov become Tmeyes, so the Yodov can become Tmeyes directly. In the Reishe, so the Kelim couldn't become Tmeyes directly. They had to become Tomei through the medium of the Mayim. So the Mayim had to become Tomei first, and then the Mashkim Tmeyim transmitted Tomei to the Kelim Apnimim. But in the Sefer of the Mishneh, since there is a Loche of Yodayim becoming Shnius Litume, so they can be Mikabel Tume from the Avir of the Klecheres, from the Avir of the Tano, directly, because the Avir of the Tano, of the Klecheres, is a Rish. But Vim Hoyu Al Gabov, Rum Yodov, Av Yodov Teres, because true that the Yodayim become Tume from the Avir of the Klecheres, but the moment he lifts his, let's say, if this is the tunnel, so the moment he lifts his hand above the teich of the tunnel, so, and there is a mayim, and the waves of the mayim rise above the teich of the tunnel, so then he in effect realizes it, feel it, in the mea mikveh, in the mea mayon, after they became tunnel. So, v'moyu al gabo from yodov ha'fiodov teiris. Sha'afilu noga nidvilu. Tanya b'tisefte. Mayun ha'yitzim natano vidvul b'itzonum v'dalas imoya mayim tzokum al gabo b'imlu onarinu teire. Pire shivi lav davke. Tvile. Dimishum tvile. De lav davke dimishum tume. Lav davke tvile dimishum tume. Di ein tvile leichli. When it says hitvil, it means, it doesn't mean he was madvil, because it's impossible for an eichel to be nitar as a result of immersion in mikveh. But hitvil means he rinsed. He rinsed, let's say, the tzon and the radish, or the gold, the pumpkin. So, kulim aridichon, harelu teire, avol pishenoga bitano otome, dimchiborin loim mikshere. Because in order that the pumpkin or the, let's say, the radish should be kabul tume, it must be moistened by water. Now this pumpkin or this radish was never moistened by water except this time when it was rinsed in the mea mayon that is inside the tano. So, but that water cannot be machshir because it's mechuber. It's mechuba to the mayon, so mayon mechuborin cannot be machshia. But the moment he picks up, so alitir in afal pishenog betano tomei the mechuborin limichshia. Achi yislish you dohod the machshir before he comes the psochim. Hani kishem chiburim bo alayichel va'akach yislish you kishesilik eichu na mayim avol hoche hari amayim al gabatano kimelui shel tzonu mishel delas nimtzo dafil silko mashu min amayim. Because if the water, the level of the water goes above the teich of the tano, so the moment, so now as long true that the pumpkin or the radish has drops of water, but as long as they are in the mea mayon, in the mikveh, they cannot be machshir. When can they be machshir? They can only be machshir when it's lifted above the teich of the tanur. So, when it's lifted above the level of the water of the mayor, so then it becomes nislash. Then it can be machshia. But the moment it is lifted above the level of the water, so then it can be machshia. So the whole pumpkin or the whole radish is already above the teich of the tanur. So it cannot become tomei. Nimtzo, da fil silko mashum na mayim le kenogo bebitam. Alright. Eirov mikvois, kish ishveres aneit. Mikve chose ashe bisat, mikve sholim. In ame beze chof u beze eschen. U misavi ma mayim der chri zu nekev. Shi uron li tzari va mikvois la achshiron ki lu yeish lichol echot ve echot arboim som. So, the rash mentions it, the aloche of Eirov mikvois kish veres aneit in connection with two cases. One case is mikve choser shebisad mikve sholem, and the other case is bozech both mikvois achaseris. So in other words, so in both situations we have to resort to yiruv. So in order to affect yiruv, there must be shveres aneid. Misav amayin derachit zinekev shiur, nitzav mikvois lachshen kli, b'chol echol v'echad abo imso. Ki shveres aneid, kon nishnei simfi aneid, sheishir chalala choritz, b'yuvir chalolo shol shveres aneid, ki bizet bois chet, non keimo, misapri b'chol anekev b'reba, v'anik b'sil al dilil, v'sil perik dalet. Avu b'sham eim, rima chi yifris rubo, u'vsei perik kamri yivomis maisel, v'shom pirashti, v'lo yitik shod ikayim ufeg beiz digit, תפר מתפי החיבור, ואוכל בוי כשבר הסנאית, ומסכס תארס נם פרשתאו פרשתיו בסעיף פרק חס, you have to go over. The פרק חס משתתס, the rash. In other words, all the Rishonim raise the question. There the Gemara says that תפר מתפי החיס חיבור, and this Mishnah says that תאו מקווי שבר הסנאית, so Ramatam gives the Teretz that the נקב has to be כשבר הסנאית, but the Mayim only have to be תפר מתפי הח, and then our mayim has to be shveret v'atviach. Then the ri gives another teretz. The ri in Gittin, so he gives another teretz and he says, v'nire didavkel Rabbi Yehuda sage b'tiveach latviach. He says that this gemara that says that the price it. Tefeach latviach is a chibur, honamet yonet tefeach latviach chibur, that's only a little bit of Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, tefeach latviach is chibur. But according to Rabbonim of Rabbi Yehuda, so chibur is only affected by shiferes aneid, not chibur. And then there he says, the tibur Rabbi Yehuda, so tefeach latviach is chibur only in the case of gudachas. But in other words, in the case of mikve sheish be'avoyim so, v'chavonis v'yodu shnayim v'tovlu, so im oyrag of shlish niges be mai ma fashin toy, so then Rabbi Yehuda says if there is drops of water to feach la tfiach continually all over the body of the rishen, so then a fashin toy. But only in this case Rabbi Yehuda says that tfiach la tfiach is chibur, but in any other case, so tfiach la tfiach is not chibur even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbonim of Rabbi Yehuda, so even in this case of mikve sheish be'avoyim so, v'yod shnayim v'tovlu, so tfiach la tfiach is not chibur. Anyway, so in other words, so the rishita is that tfiach la tfiach is not chibur, only shviferes aneid is chibur. Now, kol sheyami, bein bo'of o bein tzchures, bein yafchu shen adumim bein, yimein di menekev bimatin shure. Mi pri es amayim, ki yafchu shen adumim. Tani biti sefte, shtei es bo'i shomru, bi beinin is, shaloch lodom vo'i ba'arba, bi tefach. Kazayis bina veilech, hadash bina sheretz, sofi keish bim kishiyo, sofi keim kishiyo, svei kitome, shikobom shikrim natira, vishom nevseif, svei kitome. Pirish lo'ya ba'arba, bi tefach. משום דברים נון, די טפח ארבע ביגודו, שיד ביזות רסה חומש באצבע, ואשת באצבע היא הבינן היא, ושיעור הם מדיבר ספרים, כי לא עם הלוח למי שמסינה. נאו, מתאר אינס המקווה, הועל לי מן התחתים ורוח עם הקורת, כיצד מי בסילן של חרס ושל עבר מניח יוד ובטח טוב, עד שהוא מסמר למים ומשכי ומסיקי, אף על כסר או עדיין. הועל לי מן התחתים, כן שני מקוויות בשיפוע של הער, הועל לי נעים בממסור, ובטחתי יש בממסור. V'yeser, he's maybe silei, he brings a pipe. V'neiser reish eichot v'eliyim v'reish eichot b'tachtein. V'tzorech lahamik reish eiliyim v'sich hamikveh achoseh. Ad sheyerdu l'mato, sheyu musokim l'mato, l'mikveh hasholim k'chut asar, l'yichoshev k'mikveh echot. ותהיו אפילו בלי. ופיומים שלמיילו מגיעים המיילים הצווה ססילי, ובראשי של מטו מועטים כחוט עשר, ולכך נוקת מניח יודי תחתוב, של יצו מיילים לחוץ, כשמסמלי, because it might slip away, עד שאור שאיסק, הורוכק נקורי, so, ולוי חשינון, דלוי חשינון שמו בו אודום, והפסיק הסוכוסי, דלוי אולסו לטווין, וקשי, היך משחק, so the Mishnah says here, that if you set up a pipe to connect the two mikvois, so that there is a continuity of water between the mikveh elyein and mikveh tachtein, so then both mikvois are kshereis. But in order to be mechaber mikvois, we require shiveres an eid, and here even kechut asaro is enough. ביקשתי איך משחב על כחוד עשר, או לכל הפוכס, אפילו רבי יהודה דמי, כאילו בריש פרק שני נגיד. תהיה להתביח, that's in line with the terrets of the re, in Gid. Because the re says, the undiscussion, the Hidea the Gemara says that if you להתביח is חיבו. And the Mishnah says here that they will mikvah shveres an eid. So the re gives the terrets that Gemara that says that if you להתביח is חיבו records with the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Mashein can call it Rabbonon, so Chibur is only affected by Shveres Anit. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, L'chol HaPochus Tefeich Latfiach will require. But, Kirchut Asar is even less than Tefeich Latfiach. So some Rishayim say that Kirchut Asar really means Tefeich Latfiach. But the Rash assumes that Kirchut Asar is even less than Tefeich Latfiach. Kirchut Asar is Tefeich, not Tefeich Latfiach. So he says, "Va'afil Rabbi Yehuda make a brish perishen in the gittin tefeach latviach boy, v'limistabel emei mashi echad shiure that tefeach latviach is the identical thing as kechut asar, the identical thing. Because if we could say that, then we could apply the mishne according to Rabbi Yehuda l'chol haporos. But kechut asar is even less than tefeach latviach." We got a case of Kotone Oche, say, if he shveres, he clips a shum. We near a leforeish, Laira Hoche, Bechoser, Elo Bisholem, Elo Shum Shov, Umasike Likosher, Lach Shirei, Visage Bechut Asaro, Di Kilo Bishive de Rabonon, Kidoma Fer Kamechas Abayis, Vishemo Mitamze, Elo Yichashino, Visilem, Afilo Yei Katafes. So what does the Rash say? Now the Rash, Lishito say, that even Kulin Shov is only Midrabonon. So he says, in order to affect Chibo Midrai, we got something that is Nigea Midrai, so we must have Shiferes Anit. And of course, according to the Rash, it follows. Now Reb Chaim raises the question. So Bishleim, the Ashoke of Shuvim, that's Midrabonon. How about the Ashoke of Maim Tmeim? The answer is very simple. According to the Rash in the Chaname, I mean, there is no doubt that according to the Rash, Hashoke of Ligabi Maim Tmeim cannot be affected by Chut Asaro. It must be affected by Shveres Anei. There is no doubt that is the Shita of the Rash. Reb Chaim raises that question because he discusses the Rambam, and the Rambam doesn't spell it out. But according to the Rash herein spells it out. That this Ashoke, the Ashoke can be affected by connection of Kechut Asaro only with Gabi Shuvim, that is only with Rabbonon. So Mimele, we don't require Shveres Anaid, we don't even require Tefeach Latfiach. Even Tefeach is not. Any Moish, even if it's not Tefeach Latfiach, can be Mechaber, can be Mafkia the Dinshov, but Ligabe, Maim Tmeim, so then in order to affect Ashoke, Ligabi Maim Tmeim, so we need, according to the Rash, Shiferes Anit. And then something else, there's another question here. Here it says, Mitarines HaMikvelim Natachtein, so it's in his land. Anitzik VaKatafres in Echibo. So the Rash Teretz is, true Anitzik VaKatafres in Echibo. That's Ligabi Mikve Chaseiro. To be connected with the Mikve Shleimo, or to be connected with another Mikve Chaseiro. So in Katafres they cannot have Echibo. Or let's say Ligabi Ashoke, so Ligabi Ashoke of Mayim Tmeim, so Ligabi Kataf, in Katafres they have no Chibur. But in connection with Ashoke of Mayim Shuvim, which is only in Rabbonon, even Kulishov, so then the Chachomim were making that even Katafres is chibur, and even though it's less shiver as an aid, and even though it's less than the veach latviach, that's the Rashi. Now the question is not question. I mean, so we see that now the Rashi is like the other loshin in the Rabin Yeruchem. Now in connection with Ashoket, we got in Mayim Shuvim. Suppose there is Ashoket, there is contact, and then the connection is severed. So is the mikvek sheir or not? So the Atul Shein is Rabin Yeruchem. But from the Rashi said here before, the Lui Chashinun Shemo Bo Odom Biyivsikas Akosi. Do we also eat filet? We don't have the lechesis. Why aren't the lechesis? So some say, again, because it's negia only the rabbanon. So mainly we don't have the lechesis. But in Chaname, if it would be negia the raise, we would have the lechesis. But here he says we do not have the lechesis lest a person sever the connection. So we take it for granted that the connection was not severed. The implication being that if we observe that the connection was severed, then the mikveh is not kosher. Even though for one moment it was mechuber, so, but the moment it becomes severed, so the tefillah is no good. Why? Because the Rashi is, and that Reb Chaim says. The Imre Meisha mentioned the name of Reb Chaim. I heard it from my father, Zechem Lebroche, in the name of Reb Chaim, that the Rashi, that the Ashoke of Mayim Shuvim is unlike the Ashoke of Mayim Tmeim. The Ashoke of Mayim Tmeim is grounded in Zriyeh. So Mele, in connection with Mayim Tmeim, the Rash will admit that if, let's say, you placed Mayim Tmeim near a mikveh, and then you took away the Mayim Tmeim, so the Tume is not Chizavaniya, because that is grounded in Zriyeh. So once you are Zriyeh, so the Tume is Poka, just like being Zriyeh, vegetables that became tome. So if you planted in the karka, so the tome is poka. Suppose you pluck them out again, so the tome will be chizav in here, the tome will not be chizav in here. So the ashoke of Mayim Tmeim, the same thing. Mashink in here, the ashoke of Mayim Shuvim is grounded not in Zriyeh, but in Chibo. In other words, if heretofore Mayim Shuvim become connected, mechuber, to a mikveh, so it's called mechuber l'mikveh k'mikveh. So only as long as it is mechuber, but the moment you sever the connection, it's not mechuber anymore, so you cannot be teivah. That's the Rashi. Mimali bikati. Kama ashmak v'shperashti ba'anach pirkan delil b'chameduchte l'mikveh sholim imayim shuvim peisl neisei. Afilu robo l'akshim. Tanya b'tisefte. Mitarines ha'mikveh. In other words, afilu robo l'aksherim. Not like the shittes ha'raivet. That if you snotsan so vinotal so 21 times, so then in the end it turns out that the major portion of the main mikveh consists of here to four mayim shuvim, so then it's no good. That's the raivit chit, the raivit is a yochit. But all the geshirim achim. Tanya b'zisefte, mitar nitzam mikveh al yimnatach, d'morochim na'akorev, keitat mei v'silin shalait v'shalait v'shal shruchis, u'meniach yodei tachtov, עד שמספר למאי ומי שכם השיקי אפילו מסער ודאי אם נכתב הסילן כלשהו פוסטל במדבום אמורים בזמן שהוא יוזה על גבי זה אבל אם הוא יוזה בצד זה מי וסילו של סילן של רחובה מכאן וסילן של רחובה מכאן וסילן יחוד מאמצע ומסיק וירד ותעבר פרש ונכתב נפסר משום בהסקיבו ונעשו שוב עם של רחובה ייחו של אילון מרחובה שבגפן מכאן כלי מה, סיל הנכון בצד מקווה החוסר, וסיל הנכון בצד מקווה השולם, וסיל הנכון באמצע, אם אין די, באילה שניים לחברו, נוקד רחוב או משמע, וזה בצד זה לחייש לחופוף, וצורך לדאג די גמי שני. Now, what is this disefte? This disefte says that if you are mitayer, if you are mechaber to mikvois, so then, if you are mechaber to mikvois, so you bring a silen shalaitz, vishalaitzim, vishal sluchis, and then umeischi umasiki afilu bichisal avidai. But im nichtav asilei, if the silei happens to be nichtav, let's say like this, is naturally nichtav. If it's naturally nichtav, so mele, if it's naturally nichtav, so it can retain water because of the kvife. because it's a little bent. So mele it can serve as a biskim. So then it cannot be mechaber. Now, because of that isefte, so the Ravid is masik on the Rambam. I discussed that Rambam drive it and Rav Chaim on it. Now, the Rambam says, in Perichas Milchas Mikvoyis, Aloche Zayin, Mitarin es HaMikvoyis, O Elyim Natachtim, Varochit Me'akorem. Keitzat Mivin, Silin Shal Cheres, O Shal Iver, V'chayitz Ben, Shina Silin, Ispeis Les HaMikve, U'maniach Es Yodit Achtov, Ad Shismar Le'mayim, U'beishrim, Asikei, Ad Shinsari, V'amayim, Shibisilin, Imei HaMikve, Kechot, Afilu Kisari, Dai, V'ari Shnei HaMikvoyis, Shasilin, Bineim, Kimikve, Echot. Omar Avrom, Bitisefte, Vimoya Silin Kofuv, that's this is Sefte. Kol Shu Peisil, because why? Because it has a biskibum. But there is a aloche in Kalim that even if Kale has a biskibum, but if the biskibum was not deliberately made for the purpose of being mikabel, so then it's not mikabel to me. In other words, there are two prerequisites. It has to have a biskibum in order to pass the mayim as shov. So it has to have a biskibul, and the kibul has to be constructed deliberately in order to serve as a container. But if the kibul is there naturally, so then it's not mikabutu. I mean, because of that, so a bamboo stick is a kosher mischach, even though it's hollow inside, and you could place something inside if you want, but that's mitchilas b'yoson like that. So it wasn't constructed deliberately in order to serve as a container, as a kibul. So mele, it's not the kabutum. So, but here the Tisefta says that if the silei was naturally kofuf, kolshim, so then it cannot be used as a mechaber. V'kashem v'shar yomru b'mishne hakilim atirim shebifacheres haseleine isav al pishim kufim v'af al pishim mikablim. ואולי אף על פי שאינטרן לעצמו מכל מוקים קים שבני קבולים ומקבלים מפסולים למקווה. So Reb Chaim explains it. The shit is right. In other words, that even though it is not considered as a clay kibble,